From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I want to begin the program today by asking you a very direct question. And I don't want to offend you, but I do want you to think about it because I believe that before God, the question I'm going to ask you deserves an honest answer. And of course, I'm asking this question to all those of you who are saved. That is, you're born again. You've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You're on your way to heaven. You are a child of God. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, of course, this question does not really apply to you. However, I would say at this point that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that's the most important thing that you should do, and you should do it right now. The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never yet called upon the name of the Lord to ask him to save you, I would encourage you to do it right now. And if you do that, contact us here because we have a little booklet that we would like to send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But this question that I'm going to ask is a question that is directed to all those of you, all those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And that question is this: how is your prayer life? Now stop to think about that. And I would encourage you that whatever you're doing right now, just stop to think about that. As a Christian, as a child of God, as one who is saved and born again, how is your prayer life? In fact, let me just go on another step on this thought and ask you this. What grade would you give yourself for your personal prayer life? Now, be honest in your evaluation, because I think that it's important to be honest with God, honest with yourself when dealing with questions like this. In fact, maybe I could ask a third question, and that is, what does God think of your prayer life? And so those three questions: how is your prayer life? What grade would you give yourself for your prayer life? And then what grade would God give you for your prayer life? You know, beloved, from the perspective of the biblical worldview, prayer is to be the most consistent part of the Christian life. Now, I realize that reading the Word of God is to be a consistent part of the Christian life. And that's certainly something that we should do on a day-by-day basis, on a regular basis. I know personally, I spend time in the Word of God several times throughout the course of the day beyond my preparation for sermons that I preach and sermons that I put on the radio here. But as it relates to prayer, prayer is something that we can be involved with all of our waking hours throughout the course of the day. You know, when it comes to reading the Bible, we can do that in the morning or the afternoon and in the evening, perhaps. And we can work on Bible memory, and certainly we can be thinking about and meditating upon the Word of God throughout the course of the day, and we should. But praying is something that should consistently be a part of our Christian life. We see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, where it simply says, "Pray without ceasing." Pray without ceasing. And that teaches us, among other things, if we would really dig into it, the fact that prayer is to be the most consistent part of our life as a Christian. pray without ceasing? Do you pray without ceasing? Again, here are the questions. Number one, how is your prayer life? Number two, what grade would you give yourself for your prayer life? And number three, what grade would God give you for your prayer life? You know, beloved, if we want to grow in our relationship with the Lord, if we want to be an effective servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is important that we pray. And you know, down through the years, I've had the opportunity of knowing great prayer warriors. For many, many years, we had an associate with us here at the Way of Truth Ministries. He was Hap Ritchie. And some of you, I know Hap. You've come to know Hap. And he was a great man of God, a real prayer warrior. And I mean to tell you, when he prayed, God worked. He really did not like praying for himself. And I remember one day being in a discussion with him. I said, Hap, you know, you can pray for yourself as well. He said, but I like to pray for other people, and I like to pray for other things. And I said to him, Hap, well, don't forget, you can pray for yourself as well. I don't think he did that too often, but he was a real prayer warrior. I can remember one particular time in our life, we had two homes, and my wife and I were trying to sell the second home, which was located in the state of Florida. And it was a heavy, heavy burden on my heart. And one Saturday night, I went to Hap's place, and I explained to him my burden. And after I shared it with him, both of us just laid down face first on the floor and began to pray. And when we came up from that time of prayer, Hap said, your house is sold. I said, it is? He said, yes. I said, well, who bought it? He said, I don't know, but it's sold. Now, that was late Saturday night. Early Monday morning, after the business week opened, I got a phone call from the realtor that our house had sold. And over again, I could give you testimony concerning how Hap Ritchie prayed, and God heard and answered his prayer. And he was a great part of our ministry, both here at the Way of Truth Ministries, as well as at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where I serve as pastor. And over the years, I have known many, many people who were real prayer warriors, and God worked in their life and through their life on behalf of others and on behalf of many, many ministries around the world. But what about you? How is your prayer life? What kind of a grade would you give to your prayer life? What kind of a grade would God give you? Throughout the course of this week, we are going to be looking at this subject, pray without ceasing. It's as simple as that. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, if you're not certain where that's found, simply says, pray without ceasing. Three simple words, but three simple words that will make the difference between an effective life for the Lord and a defective life for the Lord. Pray without ceasing. That phrase really simply means to unceasingly pray. In other words, it means to always be in touch with God throughout the course of the day. Always be in touch with God throughout the course of the day. I remember a number of years ago, a fellow by the name of Elwin Davies. He was the leader of a particular mission back in those days, a great missionary of his time. And he was discussing this idea of prayer with me one day. And he said, you know, I pray all the time. I pray every day. I've got a special time of the day when I pray. In fact, he went on to say that he had several times of the day when he would just stop and pray and talk with God. But he told me, he said, the most effective and enjoyable time of his prayer life is when he just prays as he goes throughout the course of the day. He said, I pray in the elevator. I pray when I'm driving my automobile. I pray even when I'm talking to other people. I pray on the platform before I get to preach. In other words, he was talking about the fact that he prayed without ceasing. And I will tell you, God blessed that man's ministry over and over and over again. Why? Because he was in touch with God. He practiced the idea of unceasing prayer in his life consistently, and God blessed him because of it. Prayer is to be a big part of our life, a major part of our life. In fact, let me put it this way. I believe that when you study what the Bible has to say about prayer for the Christian, the prayer should be the way of life for the Christian, not just something we do, not just a meeting we go to from time to time, but a major part of our life. What about you? How is your prayer life? Yes, Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. But back in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 33 and verse 3, God really gives us a direct command to pray when he says, call unto me. There's your command. Call unto me. But it doesn't stop there. The verse goes on to say, as God is speaking, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We're going to be looking at that verse later on in this week of our study. But right there is not only a command, but a great encouragement, because God says, call unto me, pray. That's the command. And then God gives the promise, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Many times in our Christian lives, we stumble and fall and lack knowledge of what we should do, do not know or understand the will of God simply because of the fact that we're not praying. How about you? How is your prayer life? What kind of a grade would you give yourself? And more importantly, what kind of a grade would God give you regarding your prayer life? Well, throughout the course of this week, we're going to be looking at this subject, and I trust that you'll be there by the radio, because I believe this is a very significant subject for every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's always been a significant subject for a Christian, but it really is a significant subject in the day in which we live. So tomorrow we will continue our study. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Yes, indeed, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.